The counterintelligence of the Security Service of Ukraine exposed another member of the extensive FSB agent network in Donetsk region. The perpetrator collected intelligence data on the deployment and movement of the defense forces in the areas of Bakhmut, Avdiivka, and Turetsk. According to the investigation, the accomplice of the Russian Federation is a 32-year-old resident of Turetsk who is in the close circle of one of the leaders of the Ministry of State Security of the Donetsk People's Republic, in occupied Horlivka. It has been established that the perpetrator moved around the frontline towns, covertly took photos of the positions of the Ukrainian troops, and marked their coordinates on electronic maps. The Russian agent passed the received information on to his curator from the aggressor-controlled Ministry of State Security of the Donetsk People's Republic, in the temporarily occupied Horlivka. The invaders planned to use this information to fire rockets and artillery at the positions of the units of the defense forces. To communicate with the curator, the enemy agent used a tried and tested anonymous electronic communication channel and sent intelligence data in the form of photographs with a detailed description of the objects. However, the counterintelligence agents of the Security Service of Ukraine promptly exposed the enemy henchman, documented his criminal activities, and arrested him. During the detention, the enemy agent was in a hiding place which he arranged in advance in the territory of his house to hide from the law enforcement officers. A mobile phone with evidence of conspiratorial correspondence with the enemy was found hidden in the wall at the suspect's place of residence. So far, the Security Service investigators served him with notice of charges under Part 2 of Art. 111 of the Criminal Code of Ukraine. High treason committed under martial law. The court chose a pre-trial restraint in the form of detention. Comprehensive measures are underway to establish all the circumstances of the crime and bring the culprits to justice. Natalia Tolub.